17-year-old Alexis Murphy disappeared August 3rd after telling her brothers that she was going shopping in Lynchburg. On August 6th, her car was found in the parking lot of a movie theater along Route 29 in Charlottesville. Her cell phone signal led to a stretch of 29 near Lovingston, and Nelson County Commonwealth's attorney Anthony Martin hopes an arrest on Sunday proves good news for Alexis Murphy's family.
With the arrest of Randy Allen Taylor, we made a significant step closer towards bringing her home. Taylor, age 48, of Thomas Nelson Highway, Lovingston, Virginia, was taken into custody Sunday afternoon without incident.
One lane of Route 29 northbound was closed Monday so officials could park and search the area where Taylor had been living. Last year, he complained that police were harassing him and planting evidence in connection with another case, the disappearance of Samantha Clark, an Orange County teen, in 2010. She has not been found, and Taylor was never charged. FBI Special Agent Jeff Masenick would not comment specifically about a possible link between the Clark and Murphy cases.
I know there is some speculation that this case may be connected to other similar disappearances or abductions in the region. We are certainly looking at all possibilities and information in this regard.
He joined the missing woman's mother, Laura Murphy, in urging members of the public to call the Nelson County Sheriff if they have any information on the case or on suspect Randy Taylor.
If anyone know anything about Alexis, I want her to come home because today would have been her first day of school. I carried my youngest son to school this morning, but I didn't have my daughters today. If anybody know anything, please, please let us know. Please.
Police have distributed a flyer showing Taylor and his late model GMC truck with Virginia plates. Masenek says time is of the essence, and the search in rural Nelson County is complicated by challenging terrain. I'm Sandy Houseman.